Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm joined by Councillor Paul Truscott from the Fraser Coast Regional Council. How are you going, Paul?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me here.
Hey, this came about because you recently invited me to join you on the park run in Maryborough.
Yes, I did.
And while you were pushing me in my little Matt Damon wheels, I put you on the spot and asked you, would you be interested in joining me for a bit of a roundup?
Yep.
On council. So I don't mind how we do this. We can focus on Division 3, your division, being Maryborough.
So I have a chunk of Maryborough.
Well, hang on. Before we start, I've got to play my roundup music.
Oh, okay.
I bought roundup music.
Okay.
Well, sound effects for you. We're here launching council roundup.
There we go. Funny that you mentioned Roundup, because Roundup, poison, the chemical, has actually been a topic of discussion at council recently.
Oh, really? I never thought about that double meaning.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I'm just visualising you there with your whip.
Rounding
up all the news.
You know, I've probably only ever actually ridden a horse a couple of times in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not something I've done that much.
Okay. So let's get there. This is a very informal chat.
Sure, I
like that. About what's happening in the space of council. So what have you got to share today?
Sure. Well, when we did last speak at Parkrun, and one of the initiatives we were talking about was National Tree Day at the time, which was coming up that following day. And so we, as council, we had an initiative of our 100,000 trees that we're going to plant, but we had National Tree Day, so we planted 1,000 trees in Maryborough in Tanana's Pioneer Park.
Okay, so did you dig 1,000 holes?
I did not dig 1,000 holes. I gladly admit that. So we had wonderful staff that actually did dig 1,000 holes.
Oh, wow.
Prior to everyone arriving, there was hundreds of people that turned up for it on the day. There was Rotary clubs that were there doing barbecues and that. They were doing a wonderful job. There was plenty of staff, volunteers helping out, giving out things like gloves and that for kids. There was all the holes pre-dug, so you just had to come along, pull out the tree,
do the fun side,
put it in, fill the dirt back in, water it in. The staff and volunteers did a wonderful job.
Okay.
Truly wonderful.
So when I spoke to you at the park run, you didn't know the types of trees exactly, other than they're natives. Have you done any better in learning the types of trees you planted?
No.
Fair enough. At least you're honest.
I'm honest. That's right. No. So there was, I know there was a number of different grass type trees, and there was a number of other, there was a variety of trees. I'm not a green thumb. I've got to admit, my wife is much more the green thumb than I am.
Okay.
She would know them down to the scientific name in all the Latin and the meaning behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I leave that to her.
So we could maybe do another episode called The Wives of.
The Wives of Councillors and what they have to put up with.
Or husbands.
Yes, right.
Okay, so so who's going to water those trees? I said to Paul before we started recording, I've got a question to ask you about this, because when I lived in Emerald back in the year 2000, there was a councillor out there who showed me all the – he was very passionate about bringing trees for nature, animals and birds and all that.
Yep.
And just aesthetically, it's very welcoming to come into a town which has a lot of trees.
Definitely.
So as you're heading west out of Emerald, there's – massive trees, established trees that he was very, his name was Fred, councillor, I can't remember his last name, but he was very passionate because he hand watered every tree, and there would have been 300 trees.
Wow.
And he did it for decades because he was pretty old. So who waters the trees?
Yeah, well, we don't have any watering system specifically out there. We're in other parks and that they're taken care of by sprinkler systems and that are set up under the ground. So in this park, it is a particularly park that's left to nature. So they do get an initial watering in and they get a soaking in, and then there is a follow-up water as well. But then a lot of it takes back to nature.
So they must be water efficient.
They are. Yep. A lot of those trees are. And fortunately, since they've been planted, we have had some rainfall. We definitely need more rainfall.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were watered in very well.
So is there anything – so on the trees, is there anything that the community needs to know on maybe how to be involved or what the next step is?
Yeah, so at this stage, so as part of the 100,000 tree initiative, which I'm absolutely 100% for. So while I might not know all the specifics about trees, I just want trees. We need more trees throughout, particularly our streets, our main thoroughfare streets. And we had a meeting just recently with a company called Cool Streets, and where they come in and they actually inspect the streets, the main streets, and check what we could do differently, how we can go about it. So they're coming back to us with a report on how we can investigate those options, basically. But it's looking at, and when we walked around with their people, and just seeing what is basically just dead land being used for nothing, and how we can basically plant trees in these locations to really change the whole atmosphere of a street.
And have you thought about how to get people in the community enjoying those spaces?
Yes, so as part of the whole initiative, that is one of the things that we are going to be doing as well. When I first brought it to the council, was about trying to get community groups involved, trying to find specific streets that want to take part of the initiative as well, to sort of be test streets initially, and then to roll it out bigger
How do I nominate my street?
Your street is fantastic. Well, initially the drive into it, I really like how there's the row of trees right down the middle of the street. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, I'm in Eli Waters.
Yeah, we need a lot more all around. I was recently in Brisbane and in the newer suburbs, and that where you're driving around and you can see the attention to detail that's gone into the design of these new suburbs and just how they are just beautifully landscaped. Yeah. And you think it pays, it might cost a little bit more to do it up front, but it pays off in the long run.
Yeah, and the livability
absolutely
just changes, doesn't it?
Well, and I've been reading studies recently about how trees have such an effect on people's moods and things like depression, and just having trees around can uplift people so much just by having that bit of nature around us.
Less trees is more ibis.
Yes.
And more trees,
bin chickens.
Less ibis. Yeah, bin chickens.
I don't like the ibis words personally.
No, poor ibis. Okay, so
they've taken a pretty bad rap, but they are ugly birds, I've got to say.
Yeah. I thought you were telling me that I look like an ibis.
No, well, I'm not saying that.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so what else is on the list there, Paul?
Yes, so one of the things we've got going at the moment is our Fraser Coast Community Grants that we've just opened a round for, round one for this financial year. So that's open at this very moment, today being the 13th of August when we're recording this, and those applications are open for round one until the 8th of September. So community groups, it's split into two different projects. There's a section where people can get up to $5,000 grants for community events and projects that are being delivered, and then there's another section specifically for environmental projects, and there's up to grants of $2,000 for those projects.
Oh, okay. So can you give me an example of what for each category, what maybe is just an idea?
Yeah, sure. So some of the things previously, like with the $5,000 grants, has gone to things like it could be air conditioning, freezer units, what else we've got, like building skills, or for putting on events.
Yep.
Events is a big thing in the region, and I find one thing that's hard for people running events these days is particularly the costs associated with putting on events, and one of those huge costs is insurance, which is an absolute nightmare to deal with, and the cost is phenomenal in a lot of cases, which is a big reason as to why some events no longer happen, just because the groups running them weren't financially able to pay for the insurance that's required to do it, which is really
sad, isn't it?
Yeah, because you think, well, community people are missing out on the benefits of being here because of insurance. And I know you have to be prepared, you need to be covered, but these days it's getting a lot over the top, in my opinion.
It is, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Unfortunately, we're in a world where people feel if one thing goes wrong, if I fall over and hurt myself, then someone else is to blame, and I need to sue somebody.
Yeah.
Whereas, not that long ago, if you fell over and hurt yourself, you took responsibility for your own actions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, every circumstance is different, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I'm not trying to put a blanket over that.
Because
sometimes it is someone else's fault, but it's a difficult thing, and every situation needs to be taken on its own merit.
And can you tell me about the $2,000 grant?
Yeah, so the community grant, I know Councillor David Lewis has had a lot more involvement in the background of those ones, but so for community-based environmental projects. So they're part of just building better communities and unique natural environments throughout the Fraser Coast. So community groups wanting to go about that environmental way.
Yeah. Oh, well, that could tie in with the tree planting.
Could tie in with the tree planting.
Yeah. Wow.
So if people want to take that on and help us plant some trees, we'd be all for that.
Okay, I'll take about 20 for the front of my block. Sounds good. I'll dig my own holes. Yeah. Okay, so awesome. So the grants are open till the end of October, did you say?
No, so those grant applications have to be in by the 8th of September.
Oh, scrap that. So 8th of September, so much, don't much delay. Soon, so
jump onto that one.
Okay.
What was it, one of the other things? There was one coming up about objects telling a story as well. I'm just trying to find my notes on that one, which was to do with...
This is going to get my interest because I've got an idea for you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the notes.
That's okay.
I can't remember everything off the top of my head.
It's really?
And the people expect that we can.
No. I've got notes in front of me.
No, that's good. As part of Maryborough's open house that comes up in September.
What is that? I've never heard of this before.
Open house is a part of to sort of acknowledge and recognise some of the beautiful historic buildings that we have throughout Maryborough, particularly in the Fraser Coast. Yep. And there's also Maryborough Open Gardens as well, which is a beautiful thing. And I've just seen your gardens out here and they look lovely.
Yep.
And so as part of that, we've got, they're specifically looking for old objects that might be suitable as part of open house as well. People might have historical artifacts or objects they'd like to be involved as part of the proceedings. So that's something to consider. I know the Wide Bay and Burnett Historical Society is interested in that, and so if people have anything, they're encouraged to get in touch with them on old artifacts they might want to share with the community.
Okay, so that's just a static display, but you're just lending it.
Correct, just lending it.
Oh,
yeah.
So
because I know that one of the items that was has been brought up as part of this initiative was there's an old horse, and this part of the media release that went out about it was there's a horse that didn't kick or bite and didn't require feeding and took you on endless rides. It was every child's dream.
It's a carousel horse.
Well, sort of. It was an old horse by the name of Bronco, and it sat out the front of the boys' department store in Maryborough, in Adelaide Street where Dimmy's is now. And so this old department store, Boys, was actually owned by my great-grandfather. And then it passed to my grandfather. And so he and my father and his brother and sister worked in the store when they were kids. And there was this horse on there, and it was one that put in 20 cents and it'd buck you around and take you on a bit of a ride.
Really?
And so this thing's pretty old now. And so it was acquired a few years ago by the Historical Society, and they now have it because it's an old object that had some sentimental value to a number of the community members because...
Can't replace it.
No, you can't. It's quite an old artifact now, and it's had quite a long history. And for a while, it used to be in Foley Truscott Financial Services, and was in there for kids to ride on in there. And then when that finished up, it wound its way to a garage for a number of years, and then the Historical Society
has
it
now.
So it's an interesting item, and being part of my own family history, it's something that my Truscott name is familiar around Maryborough, and people associated it with the boys' department store, and I would often get comments about, oh yes, I remember going to your grandfather's store and remember riding on Bronco when I was a kid and it was there.
So other people might have something similar,
right. Something to share.
That's right. Yeah. So when is the open house scheduled for? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Sure, I know it's in September.
Have you ever Googled yourself, Paul?
I have, and you normally get Paul Truscott, the boxer in England, so he comes up before me normally. So
I tried before you got here. I tried you with my Google Home to see if you came up.
Okay.
And Google told me that. Sorry, there was no answer for that
Oh, no.
request.
That is not good. What did you ask?
I'll try it now while you're on the while you're here. Yeah. Said, "Hey Google, tell me about Paul Truscott."
According to Wikipedia, Paul Mark Scott was an English novelist, playwright, and poet best known for
his Google, stop. The Hey Google, cancel.
Paul Mark Scott, close.
Yeah, but then I can Google me.
Yeah.
And I'm there.
So is that reading it off Wikipedia?
And Google searches.
Okay, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, so, but I just felt like I became, I achieved something because Google Home could find me.
It knew who you were. That's pretty impressive.
Sorry, when's the date for the open house?
Sorry, I stopped looking. I know it's in September. Let me just get that for you.
We'll pop it on the Facebook page and we'll pop it on the blog, little update.
And in the meantime, I'll have to have a talk with Google and say, hey, what happened to me?
Yeah, yeah. I might have to release a few media releases with your name.
Oh, look, I know if you Google search me on a computer, it comes up.
Yeah, no, no. I've just got to
get onto Google Home, though. That's the thing. I have a Google Home device, but I've never asked it about me. I've never asked it specifically about people.
Ask Google Home what your name means, Paul means.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, Google, tell me the name. What does the name Paul mean?
Okay, I'll have to give that a go. There you go. I thought it was about the 20th of September. So it is Maryborough Open House and Open Gardens is the 21st and 22nd of September, respectively.
Oh, fantastic.
So the Open House is the 21st of September and the Open Gardens are the 22nd of September.
Now, I just saw on council website a link to, which I shared on my Facebook page, about a repurposing art competition. So it's where you use
Waste to art. Yes, yeah.
And we've just recently, I just wanted to put an idea out there for everyone. We've just recently had the Maryborough or the Fraser Pop Culture Festival.
Yes, yeah, it was awesome.
Well, those costumes that all those superheroes were wearing were made by those people. These weren't imported from America or bought online. They were made from recycled items and items purchased from, say, Bunnings or other hardware shops.
Yep.
So wouldn't it be amazing if you put the two together, used recycled items for your costume for next year, and then also entered into that competition?
That would be pretty
cool. It would all flow in together, wouldn't it?
Well, even the steampunk festival that happened a while ago, that was that would fit something like
that. There's so many things happening. Yeah. I can't keep on top of it all.
Well, so I understand we got the world record for that as well, for most steampunk people in one place at one time. So that was pretty cool. I think we took the record from Oamaru in New Zealand. So
is this an annual event?
This was the first of its kind in Maryborough, so I think it will become an annual event now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got another idea for an annual event that I would like to pitch to you.
Sure.
And what I noticed is there's a lot of thrift shops in this region.
Yep.
Like, I think there's more thrift shops on per capita here than anywhere else. I'm putting it out there. That's what I think in Australia. And I've done up a list of, like, a directory of just thrift shops.
Yep.
And there's only a couple in there that are actual businesses, but they're in there too. The rest are all for charities.
Sure.
And all coming back. Most of them come back into the local community.
Yeah.
Anyway, whenever I talk to people, everybody loves thrift shopping. I honestly haven't met anyone yet that doesn't go, oh, it's really cool, or I don't have time, or whatever reason they don't do it, but they all love it.
Yeah.
So my proposal is, can we do a thrift shop trail, but have a thrifty month, and people can make it a challenge so that let's have a designated thrifty day.
Sounds cool.
So you've got the month of, let's just say, October to go to one of those thrift shops, find the quirkiest thing that has a meaning to you.
Yeah.
And you win a prize or you become the thrifty king or queen by posting a photo of what you found. It's the story, though.
Yeah,
the story of why that is so cool to you. So it could be an obscure vase or a...
Yep.
Pair of shoes.
Cool 70s suit.
70s suit, but it's the story.
I love that. That's a great idea. That's a fun idea. And yeah. I've definitely been known to visit the thrift shops in my time, especially in my younger years.
We won't go there.
I had some cool times there. Actually, one cool thing, and I still occasionally to this day get pictures sent to me by friends in whatever town they're in. It could be a capital city or a really small regional town, remote rural one. And they've visited a thrift shop and they've like, hey, Paul, is this your dad? And so they've in a lot of them, they have old albums. And so my dad and his brother and their best mate were part of a musical group called Family Music Group. And they were huge in the 70s and 80s. They were the number one Christian music group in Australia.
It's like the Partridge Family.
They had number one hits. So they,
oh, my gosh.
They one of their big hits, they beat the Jackson 5 at the time.
Oh, so my gosh.
So they were pretty happy with that. So
that's amazing.
And they still, I believe, hold the record for selling the most Christian music songs at the time. So, yeah.
Wow, all these people are related to you.
Yeah. But yeah, so occasionally, so I'll just find their old albums in thrift shops around Australia. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love thrift shopping. And nowadays, when you go into a thrift shop, they don't smell musty and old. And
no, like, they're really nice.
They're really nice. Yeah, they're and really great. Yeah. It's even better if you find one that has a ceiling price of nothing over $3 and that sort of thing. Or the 50% off days.
That's pretty good. If they're doing a 50% off day, that's a pretty pretty good day for everybody.
Yeah. So, Paul, thanks so much for our roundup.
Hey, my pleasure.
I hope that we get some other counsellors down to participate on this. And, you know, when you've got some more information to share, I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, cool to just catch up and chat. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks, Paul.